Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 a.m, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thank you for joining me. In response to the email, I forgot to mention that you can order that Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar from Brian at takenoprisonersathush.com. And I'm sure he'll be happy to get it for you. Here's that email I found. Boy, I had to dig through about 20 folders. It looks like a bomb went off in my office here, folks. But I'm going to read it to you in just a minute. First, let's get to Rick on the telephone. Rick from California. How you doing out there, Rick?
Excellent, Sam. How are you?
Well, very well, Rick. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for being patient.
Oh, yeah.
So
well,
what can I do for you?
What you can do for me is answer this to me. So I called you before, and I told you that I have a perfected judgment lien against city officials in the city of Santa Monica.
Okay.
And
did you hear the beginning of the program?
No, I did not. Unfortunately, I got in a little late, so I didn't hear the beginning. But the question I have is it possible to publish this lien in the newspaper, file it in the county, and then turn that into a bond and deposit it into the treasury?
Yes. Well, anything's possible, Rick. I don't know that that's the particular way I would go about it, because
okay.
I'm not sure all of that is necessarily necessary to turn it into the treasury. But that's an option that doesn't sound too dangerous to try. What I was speaking about at the beginning of the program was the importance of the consideration of safety when we're dealing with commercial liens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rick, you are one of an army of people who have developed liens in this country. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am, sir.
I am shocked at the number of people who have liens long before anyone ever heard of Sam Kennedy, and that includes my mother. These things are sometimes properly perfected and sometimes not, and they come in a variety of different forms. When we come back, I'd like to hear what kind of lien it is, Rick. Is it a lien based upon actions that were perpetrated against you, or is it a lien based upon a dishonored instrument? And we'll find that out. We'll find that out right after the break. Then we'll be back for about 20 minutes. Don't go away, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
We're back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and the call-in line tonight is 1-800-313-9443. Rick, what kind of lean did you perfect? Was it a lean based upon the actions of a public official, or so it wasn't based in public policy?
No, it was based upon the acts of the police department in Santa Monica, and they removed my household goods from the street and confiscated them and sold them. And my household goods were registered in the UCC. I put it in my UCC-1.
Yeah, why not sue them? Why not sue them for the interpleaded funds? Take the lien in as proof of that. Attach it and ask for summary judgment.
Sue them, huh?
I'm not telling you to, but it's
something that came
to mind. If that were me, I would consider filing a simple complaint and filing the lien into evidence. The thing is, it's an argument lien, even though you have an affidavit that has not been answered. I'm more partial to public policy liens where there has been a confession of judgment on it. So I'm not sure how successful you will or won't be, and I think a lot of that depends upon you. But other things you could consider here, if you're looking for justice in the true sense of the word with a clear heart, might be to take that lien and attach it to a claim against their bond. And that means you would have to isolate the bond. You would start with the city officials and find out who is holding their commission and their oath of office and their bond, and then ask to be shown the bond, and it should identify the risk management carrier, as well as petitioning the city officials to release that information. When you find the risk management carrier, go to the Capitol and find out who the attorney is on record there for the carrier. And by the way, you might want to check if the carrier is registered to do business in the state, because if not, then you have a whole other issue. By the way, folks, attendees at the Law Merchant Retreat, I forgot to mention that. You know, with all the rigmarole about foreclosure and the tools that we have equipped you to consider using in those cases, I forgot to mention that the first thing you want to do is check that the company that's moving for foreclosure is registered to do business in the state, or the company that loaned you the funds is registered to do business in the state. They aren't always, and if they're not, it's an open and shut case. They have committed a crime, and you can trade that off against the mortgage in a heartbeat. It's been done. So, Rick, I would be considering perhaps looking at the public official's bond and then making an offer against that. And if that should be honored, but if it's not, then you can take that dishonor and you can assign it over to IRS or Treasury. Easy enough. There are a lot of ways to put liability into the hands of Treasury. The easiest might be assigning it over on a UCC-3. So you take that commercial lien, name it on the UCC-3, and check off the assignment box and assign it over that way. That's another way to go about it.
Okay.
Do you know how to do Treasury liquidation?
No, sir.
Well, that's another procedure, and those papers are floating all around the web, and that has been successful, not 100% of the time, but it has been successful over the years. And that dishonor can be assigned to Treasury, along with a bill of exchange that goes to Treasury, not to a Cadillac dealership,
not to a
Mercedes dealership, to Treasury.
Good.
I repeat that for all those folks listening,
right,
because their dishonor is a liability, and liability is funding in the United States. Liability is equivalent to phony money. So we have succeeded in the past in assigning that liability to Treasury with a simplified process, and I'm sure any of your friends can probably supply that. Those are common papers, and they're on Winston CDs, and we've used them as well. So I hope that answers you.
What about also using bonds for paying for mortgages, paying for rent, paying for cars, land, that type of thing?
What about it?
Yeah, how do we do that?
Well, we just spent 5 days discussing that, so
okay.
I don't mean this to be demeaning at all. Let me suggest, go back through the archives. We only brought the program to public last April, and download from last April at the beginning when I started discussing BIC, and that'll bring you up to speed, because you have asked a terribly important question.
Mm-hmm.
What about bonds and paying for such things, such liabilities as mortgages? And there is technology for that. Some people are very adept at it, some aren't. I had an email from someone today who has asked confidentiality, but who has used these things very creatively. I don't want to be too specific, but let's just say certain purchases are underway and may very well come to fruition. Yet I do not want to encourage such things.
No.
I'll tell you what, the use of bonds and promissory notes can be most effective when dealing with public officials who work for or have the ability to monetize through the Department of Treasury, such as sheriff's departments. When they talk to their bank, they'll get a different hearing than you might when you talk to that very same bank. So those are just some thoughts to consider at length. And we've discussed them in more detail at the conference. If we ever hold another conference, and you'd be welcome to attend, but the odds on that are not very high at this point. So thank you for calling, Rick. I'd like to take a moment, folks, to read, before we go to the next call, let me read a very brief letter from this fellow in bankruptcy. On the upside, he said, I went to the bankruptcy workshop and have the debtor in Chapter 13. The bankruptcy, without prompting, sent a B-10 proof of claim form to me as the creditor. In other words, the debtor and creditor name were the same. They must have done a UCC 11 search and found all the UCC 1 filings. That's possible. More than likely, they just looked at the paper, the list of creditors that was probably listed as a secured creditor, and said, all right, let's send to A, B, C, and D all the parties that were listed on the sheet. And it never dawned on them that it was the same party as the debtor in bankruptcy. I went to the 341 meeting last week, that's the meeting of the creditors, and directed the trustee to send off the bonded promissory note to Paulson, which she did not, since the deputy clerk of court opened her mail and simply scanned all into the case file. They're holding the original bonded promissory note in the case file and will not let it go and will not allow me to void it. Now, folks, if we had a longer program, there's a lot I could say about that. They can't stop you from voiding it. It's your instrument. You can send a notice that it's void, and it's void. Then if they cash it, they've committed a felony. The trustee went to the judge and asked for an order to take the BPN and credit it to the account of the debtor. Imagine that. An order. Normally, you simply assign the property over to the trustee. There's no reason for an order, so the games have started already. He tried, meaning the trustee, the judge tried to use U.S. citizens in his courtroom to discredit me. Well, of course, the creditor, and said he would issue an order demanding that only cash or cashier's checks will be accepted. Now, you see, that hearing should have been turned around on that judge. And the way to do that is to have friendly creditors there who ask the judge simple pointed questions. In fact, if you're really smart, you don't list yourself, the living man, as a creditor to that straw man with a similar forged name to yours, because if you do, it opens you up to the same discrediting that they will always use when they know that it's a different party, but they intend to make you look like an idiot because it's the only way the United States can survive. Think about that, folks. The conscious, nefarious intent that must be in the hearts of people who do that, who take the only sane party there and make him out to look like the fool. So why play along with being the fool? Excuse me, sir. Do you have a power of attorney to enter into the record where I gave you my authority to disqualify my standing as a creditor in this case or disqualify my signature? Because if you do, we're going to put it on the record and bring you down. But if you don't and you do that, I'm going to ask you if your pockets are deep enough to handle the liability you're creating here today. That's the question on the floor. And if anybody over here wishes to object, bring it forth. That would be the time to bring forth a declaration of political status before when he turns to you and he says, how do you respond? Mr. Jones, my response is that you already have a Hague Convention-approved declaration of political status. Do you not? Do you identify a defect in the United States' acceptance of that document and my standing as a foreign official with respect to and outside the United States? Is there anyone here who wishes to object to my standing as a living, breathing Christian man? Bring it forth so I can put you on the stand. Or simply declare, I'm standing before you as a living, breathing Christian man in rerum natura. Does anyone have any objection? Now let's see them make a fool of you. We'll pick this up after the break and go right back to the phones, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. So this fellow went on to say that the judge tried to use the public U.S. citizens to discredit him. And then he says the creditor and said he would issue an order demanding that only cash or cashier's checks will be accepted. Now, isn't that the point at which you say to the judge, excuse me, judge, would you be ordering me to pay in anything other than gold and silver? Or, judge, would you be ordering me to violate public policy? That might be a good one, a la Sam Davis. The judge went silent. And I asked him if he understands me. He still remained silent, but then said, hearing over. I would be very surprised if he actually issued an order stating so. I had three knowledgeable witnesses that will fill out instant affidavits. You see, folks, that's combining the technology to achieve the goals that you are seeking. I presume most of you understand the instant affidavit that I constructed about a year ago, where you can just check off the boxes and file them right into the case. Excuse me, Judge, regarding that order, since it appears that that would be a violation of public policy, I have here 10 witnesses, 20 witnesses, or these three representatives of the Secretary of State of the State of California have just handed me sworn affidavits of probable cause as to high crimes on that bench. So I'm going to ask you either to rescind the order, step down, or have the bailiff arrest you. I really would rather not take that position unless absolutely necessary. So please take this opportunity to reconsider your decision. So he goes on to say, that's the reason I passed along the notice from the USDC on the negotiable instruments. The trustee had no clue what her duties under 28 USC 586 were. I stuck them all in her face as a reminder, and she was speechless. Hence the reason she went running to the judge for help. So this guy's right in there mixing it up and using some of the bankruptcy methods that he's aware of, some that we discussed perhaps. But I certainly hope that friendly creditors make the appearance in that case. There's a whole wealth of technology we have explored about that, both on the radio program, on those three or four programs I cited earlier, and on the bankruptcy CD. So, Rick in California, how you doing? Excuse me, Brent in California.
Brent, okay.
Brent, I'm sorry for my short memory here.
That's fine, I appreciate it. Okay, hey, cool. Hey, thanks, Sam. I apologize for missing your law merchant seminar, the last one.
You need to write that on a blackboard 100 times.
I was signed up. I had the hotel. I had your approval. I had airplane tickets. And I let
Uh-oh.
It go last moment, and Roberta was getting really stressed out, and I'm not tattling on her. She had a lot on her mind, and then it got unplugged, and so I just, it didn't happen. But I'll make the next one.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Brent. There very well may not be a next one, but sorry weren't there, and we'll hold a good thought for you anyway.
Yeah, and I wasn't, again, that wasn't Roberta. I appreciate that. My question is, from one Christian man to another, I've got more of an ethics question than anything else, and it's just an opinion on your part, no direction, really. I plan on using my set-off account in the near future for some ministries that I've been supporting for years. Mm-hmm. And I would just like to know, primarily from another Christian man here who's got a lot more experience in the field for doing that, any do's or don'ts?
Well, that's a big, broad question. I thought for a minute you were setting me up there for a big fall, and you dropped me down. Do's or don'ts, I wouldn't even know where to begin. Maybe I might suggest, since you sound like a pious man, that you commune with the Lord on this and ask for his guidance as to how you can best proceed. I would suggest that you proceed cautiously.
Okay.
And that just because it's a ministry or ministries that you seek to support, that you do not undertake any procedures that you don't completely, Brent, understand from start to finish, including the end game. And I'm not even sure such a thing is possible, but at least coming close to that standard. For instance, if you ask a ministry to monetize an instrument that you don't know how to monetize, then you have put them in a difficult situation. Do you understand why?
Okay, if I would ask them to monetize it, I don't think I would do that, but if you can make an example, I would like to hear.
Well, let's talk about what you would do. What are you considering doing?
Very simply, when I am given an instrument from and they're all government sanctioned, all that I'm referring to, they're all what, 403Bs or
501c3 organizations, yeah, religious organizations.
All right, so they're all clamped in, as you well know, on those parameters. So they know how to issue a statement, and as a result, I would use that technique. If that's broad enough for you.
All right. Well, we'll pick that topic up after the break. We've got a short break coming and then a long segment, Brent. We'll see if we can get into this a little bit, all right? Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Join us after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The boogie train, it's a boogie thing. Oh, it's a boogie thing.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to the last half hour of the Sunday night edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking with Brent in California, who's interested in perhaps bringing some sunshine to some religious organizations on the West Coast. Brent, what do you have in mind?
Just that, and I've heard of 3 or 4 approaches to this, and so with your background, Sam, what I want to do is find the safe and the sound approach, and that's why I'm asking you that.
Which one? Why don't you bring the one that you're most partial to bear?
There's actually 3 in mind. Number 1 would be Compassion International, a very large...
No, I'm sorry, not the organization, but the method that you have in mind. What do you plan to do?
Okay, when they issue me a statement,
A statement for what, Brent?
A statement for amount due. Okay,
For services rendered or for what?
For a donation. Or a donation to them, and at that point the statement I would actually ask them to issue me a bill, if you will, issue me a bill with all the appropriate identification that I need in order to submit this to my banker in Washington, D.C.
Yes, well...
And use that technique.
Okay.
And set it off.
I'm certain that that bill is not commercially charged. So the first step, if I were going to attempt something like that, would be to get an indemnity bond in place or to charge the bill with specificity by sending it off to Treasury with a certain kind of acceptance for value on it.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Yes, so those are things you're considering?
Yes.
Yes, well... I wouldn't really have much comment on that other than that sounds like pretty consistent BIC approach.
Okay.
I do think it's important to have indemnity bonds in place regardless of where we go afterwards. And they need to be legitimate, well-constructed bonds that are, in effect, placing the funds on deposit, pre-funding the account, so to speak, with those organizations named thereon.
Okay.
If, for instance, one named a hospital on a bond like that and then received a bill for services rendered, that would be a prepaid situation, and I would treat it as such. With a religious organization asking for a donation, clearly it's an uncharged scenario, which is not a, it doesn't have any commercial energy behind it, so you have to give it the commercial energy. You have to impart some gravity to that offer, and that's where the indemnity bond would come in place. Thereafter, then we would take the offer and do a standardized acceptance on it and utilize a promissory note. However, in that scenario, I would want to be familiar with the organization. I would want to have a conversation with their accountant and perhaps their bank before I did anything like that. You'd be surprised what you can do in that manner through negotiation. I've had people negotiate with sheriffs, with estates, with attorneys' firms, with title companies, with government officials, and you'd be surprised how successful they are at having them say, all right, I'm going to pass that promissory note along to Treasury the way it's supposed to be and enter it in my books and see what happens, or I'm going to work with my bank to do that. That would be the most cooperative and simplified way for imparting the funds to those organizations. And I certainly hope it's successful because I'm trusting in the fact that you have high aspirations here for them and for your ability to assist them. Another way would be to send that promissory note directly to Treasury for the funding and see if you could get it to happen without indirectly and then taking it up perhaps with their bank. You might be able to call them and so you'd like to do a wire transfer, find out the routing numbers and the address and location of the bank, and then go into negotiations with the bank on the instrument and cut out the middleman.
Well, yeah, that's actually what I had intended on doing, right? It was smooth and simple.
Well, I've never spoken on that, so clearly you're a clever, resourceful fellow, and other than your decision not to attend the conference, we'll have to forgive you that one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Coming from you, that's quite a blessing.
No, not really. If you look to me for your blessings, you're in big trouble, Brent. But what can I say? You're a Californian, and who the hell knows what goes on out there?
Well, wish me well at Winston's retreat or his seminar.
Yeah, let you announce that. When is Winston's retreat?
Winston's retreat will be on November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Four Points Sheraton in LAX, or in LA at the LAX.
Four Points Sheraton. I've been there. Oh, yes. Let's hope there are no earthquakes while the conference is on, although Winston might be able to influence the San Andreas Fault or whatever fault passes through that particular area.
You've got a lot of power, yes.
Yeah, I don't doubt he could be influential in ways we haven't discovered as yet. And let me also mention that it's a big weekend for these conferences. Sam Davis has a conference on the East Coast in Mobile, Alabama. You know, I can't believe I'm blanking on Sam's website.
So does Victoria. Victoria's got one going the very same weekend up in Canada. So
that was the third announcement on my list.
Okay.
Victoria, but I feel bad about Sam's because I do not have Sam's off the top of my head. I don't have Sam's website or email address, so if someone has that, please call in quickly before the end of the program. I'd like to announce it. And Victoria has a seminar, which you can find out about at angelswithaninkwell.org. Well, try them all, .org, .net, and .com. I don't think it's .com. And she has one up in Toronto. She also attended the conference, the retreat. We had it was like having Joe Louis and Rocky Marciano show up and give us little hugs before we went on. It was very interesting, and they both made big contributions with questions and observations. One of which I'd like to repeat while I have you on the phone, Brent.
Yes.
I do not recall the section of the UCC, I'm embarrassed to say. It's one we've used before. Sam pointed out the Idaho variety that states that if a writing is passed along to a party in payment and the writing is not used for payment, the item is in fact paid, and Sam was able to apply that in a particular case by using a company's accounts receivable to pay its payables.
Ooh.
The receivables were assigned on some sort of an account payable liability that was either to an attorney's firm or through an attorney's firm. And when the attorney called and said, you can't do that, they encountered Sam Davis saying, excuse me, let me refer you to Idaho Revised Code or Revised Statutes, whatever it is out there in the Midwest, UCC such and such. And said, not only can we, you're obliged to accept it or else. And they did accept it. So for all you creative folks out there, and for all the times I don't make suggestions, I'll make another non-suggestion that you might want to explore what it would be like to purchase accounts receivables for pennies on the dollar and then convey them to companies that are willing to use them with your assistance in showing them how to convey those for their accounts payables. Might make an interesting business for somebody.
Absolutely.
Anyway, on that happy note, Brent, thanks for joining us.
One last comment. I will, for the record, join your notary court as soon as I regain my notary. It was lost in a child support issue, but put me down. I'll be one of those.
Well, when you get it back, Brent, we'd be happy to have you. Please send it over to notarydepot@hush.com. Those folks are hopefully compiling the list of those notaries. But keep in mind, folks, this is sort of an amorphous army because we spoke heavily in the first two sessions in September on this very network about trial by notary. And the idea is that notaries of courage and experience who wish to make themselves, make their powers and duties well known, especially in California that says notaries are duty-bound, they might be able to have a great influence because notaries in states that have a full faith and credit section or clause within somewhere within their notary statutes, which California does have, are able to apply the strongest notary laws in the nation simply by citing the jurisdiction. And for instance, in Ohio, notaries have the power, the same power as powers as a judge. That's almost a direct quote.
Wow.
To summons people for testimony and the same powers as a judge to punish, I quote, to punish failure to testify. So that could be, especially in groups of notaries who get together to demonstrate that they're not scared of the judge wielding its power, because what we have to do is train the sheriffs to accept the notary's judgment, and that could be done by sitting down with the sheriff and saying, here's the law, here's what I'm going to be doing, I will expect you to enforce it, or else I will have to issue arrest warrants against you. And then work in cooperation with the sheriffs, recognizing the notary's judgment with the same weight as the judicial judgment. Think of the power that that would provide. And all it would take would be for some courageous and intelligent notary, such as yourself, Brent, to sit down and say, here's what I'm going to be doing. You need to be aware of it. I'm going to expect you. I will expect you to enforce those judgments when necessary.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. God bless, Brent. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Sam.
So, my friends, I have another guest here I'd like to introduce. And her name is Pixie. And she's sitting on my lap. She lost her brother. She weighs all of about 4 pounds. She lost her brother and her father over the last 2 weeks, two of my dogs. She's been one of those people we can, one of those dogs, she's more like a people than a lot of people I know, that we can take a lesson from. She always has her little tail wagging. She goes about her business without tending anybody else's garden. She has a big lump on her neck here, a lipoma, I presume. Both of her ears are completely clogged by growths. This whole line of her genes had that. And, in fact, her brother had gone through surgery, and the vet butchered him terribly. But he has passed to a higher place. And now I have Pixie here, sitting on my lap, looking around, wondering what's going on. But I thought the knowledge of Pixie might be a calming influence that we can take with us. I learn a lot by observing animals. The humankind and the non-humankind. And occasionally by observing mankind, which is where I hope to learn the most other than from the Lord. And I've learned by watching, especially cats, how they behave and how much our behavior actions at times mimic the instincts of the so-called lower animals. And I think from this one I can learn a lot about being happy in the simple things in life, not letting our expectations carry us away, and not overanalyzing things, and just being happy in the fact that we're alive and we have food before us, and that we have people to be close to us. Sometimes, you know, as Christians, we look to the Lord, and we often talk about the world as opposed to this world. And we malign the achievements of men, often forgetting that men were created in the image of the Lord. And I say that Lord without being pejorative, considering the acts of some of those men. But men were created in the image of the Lord, and we are children of God, and we hold the second highest office in the universe, even though we tend to forget that. Right, Pixie? And I suspect it would be helpful to us at times to remember that as men and as women, sometimes the Lord gives us messages that are right before our eyes, and then we decline into the abyss of human thought, and we analyze things till we're blue in the face. Many of us are scared of our own emotions, and as well, perhaps we should be, considering the depth of emotions we feel. And I think many of us are scared by the fact that we don't have emotions that perhaps we should. That we don't have a conscience in the acts and the brutalities that we bring onto others. And perhaps we should be praying for that conscience to arrive sooner rather than later, and that might apply to some who are listening. Here's a little dog whose eyes have cataracts, can't see much, can't hear much, but is always happy when somehow we get her attention to call her over and to investigate new things. Right now her nose is in the air and she's sniffing around because that's her portal to the universe, right, honey? That simple nose is how she judges right from wrong. How do you judge right from wrong? Do you subject it to a massive dissection of your previous behaviors and future possibilities? I know I've been prone to that. But sometimes we just have to take the bull by the horn and say, wow, look at what the Lord provided for me. Am I too scared to grasp onto it? I'm going to ask Pixie to give me the answer to that one when we come back after the break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
People get all upset and they shiver and they sweat for money.
Welcome back, my friend. Welcome back. This is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, currently guardian of Pixie, who's sitting on my lap, who's looking around wondering how she got into this inner sanctum here and if it's her speed or not. If there's no food involved, I suspect it isn't. So anyway, friends, I'm glad someone contacted us to let us know that Sam Davis's email is statusisfreedom, S-T-A-T-U-S-I-S, freedom.com. All one word. And if you don't know how to spell freedom, you definitely need to go to his conference. If you're on the East Coast, if you're up in the northern parts near Toronto, that would be Victoria's conference. And if you're anywhere west of the Mississippi, get out and listen to Winston's last conference of the year at the Winston Shroud Solutions in Commerce.com. Excuse me, that one is sold out, so all of you have to come back east and visit with Sam and Victoria. Those are going to be some dynamic conferences, and I'm thrilled that they blessed us with their attendance at the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. Well, my friends, might I suggest that your homework assignment for this week is to close the door and find a period of time when you can be alone and commune, not just casually this time, not as you might when walking the aisles of Walmart or driving in the car, but really close out all noise and sound and turn inward and seek to go outward and ask the Lord for guidance on all of the difficulties in your life. As I said, the Lord spoke with me as clearly, in fact, more clearly than ever in my life, I believe, this past Tuesday. It was a remarkable experience for me, even considering the expectations that I have of having that dialogue from time to time. And some amazing things came out of it, and some revelations, an epiphany, and a realization of how we can perfect the remedy even beyond where we have. And that was truly remarkable. It was like, just like they say, just like a light going off. And also some personal things in my own life where remedies and solutions were presented to me for the taking, for the grasp. And then it's up to men and women to work out those solutions once the Lord places it in our hands. I'm just reminded of the old cliche, let's not lose sight of the forest for the trees, because the trees are very beautiful and they smell wonderful and they harbor all sorts of wonderful animal and plant life within them. But they also hold lessons for us if we'll only look beyond our own history and limited understanding of the world. Anyway, on behalf of Pixie and my producer Manny and my former producer John, who I understand may have had some difficulties with the law I wish I had known about. I would have loved to have helped him. He was a great guy. Let me wish you God bless, and please join me next Saturday and Sunday. Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the next editions of Take No Prisoners on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Good night, folks.